way down upon the Swanee, talking about the river, yeah, you know, so far.
Well,
so far away.
Lawrence Welk.
What? You're not even old enough to know who that is, nor am I.
Lawrence Welk? Yes, I am. No, there's got to be Ray Charles. There is no other person.
And, of course, Jazzy says you have nailed it, as you always
do. Good morning, Jasmine.
She says good morning to you. She's waving. By the way, I need to ask you if you can give my regards to Noodles.
To Noodles?
Mm-hmm, the Wonder Dog.
Okay.
Noodles the Wonder Dog and
Steve sends his regards, Noodles.
Yes, thank you very much. Noodles the Wonder Dog and myself will be appearing October 16th at a new shelter, a fairly new facility they have. And their focus right now is on rescuing cats. They will be rescuing dogs and cats. It's October 16th, so it's coming up, this benefit. It's up in Palatine at the Cotillion Banquet Hall. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? Yes, it does. That's 360 South Creekside Drive in Palatine. You know, if you live up in the northwest suburbs, I mean, just as I often talk about shelters in the city, there are issues, right? There are all over the country, and that includes the northwest suburbs of Chicago, issues regarding people that feel they need to give up their pet, that do need to give up their pet, rightly or wrongly, for whatever the reason, and here is a facility that's popped up quite literally to say we're here to help. So the benefit is October 16th. Help them out. They are a no-kill, cageless facility, which is always nice to hear. The event is, again, this coming Sunday, and I'll be performing with Dave's very favorite Noodles, the Wonder Dog. What they did, Dave, is they rescued this dog, and they thought, well, this dog...
I almost didn't know who you were talking to when you said Dave.
Mr. Schwanee.
Yes.
I apologize for that.
Noodles was a rescue dog?
Yeah, and they said, we're going to help Noodles out by teaching Noodles all of these tricks, for lack of a better way, all these behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, what they did is adjust Noodles' focus. Noodles wasn't so much a nervous, worried dog anymore. And Noodles has performed for thousands and thousands of people. You have not lived till you've seen Noodles, the Wonder Dog. For further information, you can go to my blog. Of course, Mr. Schwanee does that every day. And that is stevedale.tv. Mr. Schwanee.
You have a fan in Cincinnati, by the way.
I ought to have one somewhere.
My close friend in Cincinnati, who I've mentioned several times here, she and I were talking a week ago after the show, and I said, you should have been listening, because she's a cat person. And I said, you should have been listening last week. We had kitties in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, she could still go. You could always go to my blog.
Pickles is my new friend.
Pickles was one of several cats in the studio. I believe there was some. I got some flack for that on the air after the show that I was unaware of, that every personality that worked that day said something about the cat, the studio smelling
cat
like
hair.
Cats or something. Yeah. By the way, the studio did not smell like cat. Thank you, Mr. Schwanee.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I usually don't get political on this radio show, but I'm about to do so on the Pet Show at 20 minutes before 7 on WGN Radio. We are on Michigan Avenue, the Allstate Showcase Studio, watching all of the marathon runners. Good luck, guys. Really, there have been, since I've been standing here for 10 minutes, hundreds of people that have walked by the studio. It's a beautiful morning for a run. Yeah, or just to watch the runners, either which way. Well, good morning to all of you. And I said we're going to get political. We often don't. We typically don't get political. But we're about to do that because I want you to vote. And I want you to vote often for...
Montrose Dog Beach.
Montrose Dog Beach. That is the only election that matters, in my view.
Everyone can get behind this.
Yes, I think so. Paul Fehrenbacher is in the studio. Paul, what is your relationship with Montrose Dog Beach?
It started as just being a huge fan. I'd take my dogs there and thoroughly enjoyed it, but that has transitioned over time to now I'm on the board that oversees Montrose Dog Beach.
Ooh.
Mondog, big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I also, excitingly, have gotten Park District approval to build Mutt Jackson's flagship location at Montrose Dog Beach.
I'll talk about Mutt Jackson in a moment, but I want to back up a little bit. So this dog beach, and I've been in the media a bit this week talking about hashtag Chicago Proud. So whenever you see something, because there's been so much negativity, I think, about Chicago, you turn on late night TV and the comedians on their very entertaining programs are making jokes in their stand-up routine about Chicago. And I'm just tired of people like Donald Trump poking fun at Chicago, although I will do it right back. So for a while, the building, the Trump Tower that's right down the street from here, they put up the sign that I wish somehow the aldermen could find a way to take down. They're taking down a street sign, but I'm talking about the sign on the building itself, that giant sign that says his name.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
So for weeks, it said, weeks and weeks, I was thrilled. I even took a photo of this when it said R-U-M-P. They hadn't put up the T yet. And I think it wasn't maybe a coincidence that it took them weeks. It took them days to get the other letters up. It took them weeks to put up the T in front of it. I don't know how I got off on that.
That's
fine. Yeah, here's how. So I'm tired of folks just poking fun at this great city we live in. The marathon is about to start in a little while, but that's one of so many events. So if you know someone running in the marathon, when you take a picture of that person, you put it in social media, hashtag Chicago Proud. So I've been talking about it this week. Well, it turns out we do have one of the best dog beaches in America, and it may turn out to be the best.
It sure could. USA Today excitingly nominated us through their 10 Best campaign as one of America's finalists for America's Most Dog-Friendly Beach. It's been going on for 28 days. The contest ends tomorrow, Monday, October 10th at 11 a.m. Central Time, so we need people to vote. As far as we know, we're in first place, so we need to finish strong.
Yeah, but we don't know, you said, because you explained they took... So it tells you who's in first place, second place, third place, all the way down to the top 10 for days and days and days. But
right.
For the last 48 hours...
You go in blind.
Yeah, you just don't know. So please do vote. How do people vote?
So you can go through stevedale.tv, right? You've linked to the voting site.
Yep.
And right there, it will take you to a simple tab. You click vote. And you can actually vote on your computer, laptop, iPad. It's the Chicago way. Find as many ways to vote.
Or your phone.
Or your phone.
Yeah.
And then you can vote today and tomorrow morning. And let's win this thing. This is definitely something we can be proud about as Chicagoans.
And I'm going to go through this again. So it's free to vote. It's easy to vote. I've done it every day myself because I love the dog beach, which we'll talk about in a second. I want to talk about this dog beach. I want to talk about what's happening next year, which is pretty exciting. But also I want to talk about dog beaches and dog parks and dog-friendly areas in Chicago. Paul Fehrenbacher is in the studio. We'll do that. It's 6:45 at 720 WGN. 12 minutes before 7 on WGN Radio. Lots and lots of street closures today in about 12 minutes or so. Mr. Dave Schwani will look at all those, and it will be relevant if you live in this city. But I'll tell you, it's a great thing, the marathon, and what a beautiful day for it. It seems to be. We'll also have the weather update. But it's nice outside is the short and sweet way to say it. Paul Fehrenbacher is in the studio. We're talking about voting. Voting for what matters most, and that would be the best dog beach in America, Montrose Dog Beach. And a couple things about the dog beach, Paul. First of all, it is huge.
It's ginormous. Thousands of dogs go there every weekend during the spring and summer.
Yeah. I mean, so the beach for people is right next door. And if you measure it, and I've not taken a ruler out to do that.
What?
But I know. But it seems to be about the same size.
It's comparable.
Yeah.
Used to be a boat launch up until the late 1990s, actually. You could actually trailer a boat and launch it there.
Yeah. So it's healthier, actually. So the Park District had concerns about it. And I said, you know what? This is healthier than what people dump off boats, you know, unfortunately. So that's a good thing. It's actually helped to clean up the area a little bit, the water itself, because people do dump awful things off the side of their boats sometimes that they shouldn't do.
Another fascinating thing is that seagulls used to congregate there.
Mm-hmm.
And seagull excrement is not necessarily water clean. And so the dogs actually have gotten the seagulls to move elsewhere. So the beach is even cleaner with dogs than it was seagulls.
That's an excellent point. And the great thing about, from a dog's perspective, this beach, whether you have a big dog or a small dog. So there are these small areas that are like, they're not tidal pools. That's not good. It's kind of like sandbars is really what they are. And the water goes up, even if you go out several feet, you know, out in the lake, the water is no deeper than a couple of inches deep, you know, or maybe a half a foot deep or something. Other areas, it's, you know, so for the small dogs, that's perfect. But other areas are, you know, you have your Newfoundland or a Labrador that really wants to swim. And there are plenty of places to do that, too.
Yeah, come one, come all.
Yeah, yeah. So from a dog beach perspective, it really is a great, and it has a beautiful view of Chicago, too.
It does.
On a clear day, you know, the photos out there. I mean, people like Josh Feeney take amazing photos. And the dog beach, by the way, is still open, you know, so I know it's a little cooler outside. But for a lot of dogs, until the water gets really cool, which it hasn't quite yet, it's still a good time to go.
People actually go there year-round, even during the dead of winter, because it's such a large place to let your dog off-leash and expunge energy. You see people there even when it's below freezing, crazily
enough.
Yeah,
it's up in the 46th Ward, and I know a supporter of this is Alderman James Kappelman, the guy I've been working with, as it happens, that hashtag Chicago Proud campaign, something that I believe you're a fan of, actually.
Absolutely. Hashtag Chicago Proud. This is a great example of something we should get behind. And like you said, Alderman Kappelman's been a big proponent of making Montrose Dog Beach even better by adding more amenities there over the course of time.
And it turns out there are even going to be more amenities next year. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So it's taken 4 years, but I got Chicago Park District approval to build Mutt Jackson's, the name of the company's flagship location there.
Mutt Jackson?
Mutt Jackson. It's actually named after my grandfather, which is a great story. I can
Your
tell
grandfather
another time.
Was a mutt?
No, but he actually had a heart of a mutt where he didn't care about your breed. He cared about the quality of an individual you were. So that's kind of what Mutt Jackson stands for, just love. He went by Jack, and I'm Jack's grandson, so Mutt Jackson.
But you're... Paul.
I am Paul, but I'm Jack's grandson.
Okay, I'm a little confused about all this, but what is Mutt Jackson going to be?
So Mutt Jackson's going to be a place where you want to come and hang out, whether you're a dog lover or just a Chicagoan who likes to go somewhere fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to offer things that dog lovers like self-service dog wash stations, these very slick, state-of-the-art dog wash stations made in Australia. Swipe a credit card, wash your dog right there. You can actually dry your dog through a warm air hose.
They're not going to be upside down, are they?
They won't be upside down. That would be really hard to wash your dog.
It would be.
Down.
It would be because they're. Why is it important that they're made in Australia? Do they have a pouch? Do they?
Well, for whatever reason, Australians love to wash their dogs. In fact, I never knew that. The culture there is that when you wash your car, you wash your dog. So
really?
Most car washes have these dog wash stations
really?
Attached to them. Yeah.
I've been to Australia. I've not noticed that. So I believe you, though. So I think that's a great idea for a whole lot of reasons. One of the reasons is, as clean, relatively speaking, as that water is, it's a good idea for your dog's health to wash the dog after a swim in the lake. Secondly, you're coming home with all that water on your dog. It's not water anymore. I mean, your dog is dried off, but you've got all that sand,
right.
You know, and the sand doesn't go unless you actually give your dog a bath. And then you've got the sand that eventually dries and drops off in your house. So it's
or your car.
Yeah. So it's, I think, a great idea. I love this idea.
One of the other cool things we're going to offer is actually training classes on site. Within the boat launch, we're going to fence in about 2,000 square feet, and we partnered with Urban Pooch that has awesome trainers to actually offer dog training obedience classes right there so we can have even better behaved dogs at Montrose Dog Beach.
Well, you know, first of all, that's convenient. Secondly, then they can put into practice whatever the training class then suggests.
Right.
But, you know, I wish there were two things. One, and I helped sort of create these dog-friendly areas way back in the day.
Yep.
But the people, first of all, pay attention to their dogs that are out there. Dog-friendly area or a dog park or a dog beach. Because oftentimes people get their Starbucks or they bring their Sunday newspaper. And they're reading their Sunday newspaper, and they're talking to a friend as they hold their Starbucks, and they are not paying attention to the dog.
Right.
That's not good, because bad things happen, potentially, if you're not watching. Actually, there are three things. The second thing is that they understand signaling in dogs, what another dog may be telling your dog. So it may not be your dog that's being aggressive. It can be another dog. But notice things and get in there before they happen. We can avoid so many problems if people weren't paying attention, and then we're proactive. And the other thing that I work with the park district on way back when, and it turns out to be true, the question was, well, if there's a problem dog, a dog that doesn't belong at the dog beach, a bully.
Right.
You know, and you know how beaches are. There can be a bully at a beach every once in a while. What do you do? And it turns out that people generally are smart about that. And they say things to people. They are, dog owners are their own police. And they get in there. And that's what I like to see. So if there's a bad dog, whatever that means, a dog that just isn't suited for a social setting like a dog beach or a dog park, say something to the dog's owner. You know, be nice about it, but say something. You don't have to be alone unless it's 5 in the morning, you know, and there will be other people there that'll support you. And if 4 or 5 or 6 people go up to one dog owner and say, listen, you know, this dog is causing all these problems, then maybe that dog will leave. And if not, then I say, you ought to leave. So how do we vote for what should be, what needs to be, the best dog beach in America? Tell us, Paul.
SteveDale.tv. And vote on every internet-enabled device you have today and tomorrow. Phone, laptop, iPad, you name it.
Okay, just go to my site, SteveDale.tv. You'll see a story there, and in that story, click on it. There are a couple of links in that one story where you can vote, and you can vote by any device possible. And if you do it today, you can vote tomorrow again, too, right?
That's right.
And then tomorrow's the last day.
It ends at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah. What happens when we are named, and I'm optimistic about it, when we are named the best dog beach in America?
We will find out who the winner is on October 14th, so this upcoming Friday.
Is there a ceremony? Is there a big dog bone? Is there,
well, you know what's exciting is it just happens to be that Montrose Dog Beach, Mondog, is having our fundraiser on October 15th.
Oh, really?
You can go to mondog.org to learn more about it. And so we're just coincidentally, you're going to have a big celebration to celebrate the fundraiser and
excellent.
The big win.
Excellent.
Mondog depends upon fundraisers so we can provide free poop bags and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations to you for all the great work you've done there and to the board of directors. Paul Fehrenbacher, again, you can vote for Paul, or better off, vote for Montrose Dog Beach, SteveDale.tv. And if you go out there or just watch the marathon and you see something that makes you proud of Chicago, hashtag Chicago Proud. Vote for Dave Chwani as the best newsman, or for best dog beach in America, Mondog, or the Montrose Dog Beach. It's SteveDale.tv. You can vote today and tomorrow. Hope you do that.